Flash fed cattle prices bounced higher Thursday. Beef production last month was record large. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of October. Snug supplies and demand-based aggressive cattle slaughter helped negotiated cash fed cattle prices pull ahead with more gusto this week. Live prices were $3 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $148 hundredweight on moderate trade and light to moderate demand on Thursday, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices were $4 higher in Nebraska at mostly $152 on moderate demand and trade. Dress prices in Nebraska were $4 higher at $236. There were some live sales in the Western Corn Belt at $150 and $236 in the beef, but too few to trend. Live prices there Wednesday were $2 higher at $150. Dress prices there last week were $230 to $232. Choice box beef cutout value was 23 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $253.62 a hundredweight. Select was 11 cents lower at $222.08. Cattle futures closed mixed though between resurgent corn futures but stronger cash fed cattle prices. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 79 cents lower from 52 cents to $1.02 lower, except for 35 cents higher in spot October. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 22 cents lower in four contracts to an average of 34 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 14 to 19 cents higher through July of 23 and then mostly 9 cents higher.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mostly steady to higher at the Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $7 to $10 higher at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. The exception was $2 to $4 higher for steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold mostly steady. There were 3,573 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 900 to 1150 sold steady to $2 higher. Heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold $2 lower, but then $1 to $5 higher at 850 to 1,000 pounds. There are 3,457 head on offer. Steer calves sold $8 to $12 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma with 3,254 head on offer. Heifer calves traded $4 to $8 higher. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers sold steady to $14 higher and heifers sold steady to $6 higher with 3,200 head on offer. Also in Nebraska, at Valentine Livestock Auction, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Heifers weighing 450 to 550 sold steady to $4 lower. There are 3,170 head on offer. Steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $7 to $10 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher. There are 2,597 head on offer. Also in Kansas, steers weighing 750 to 850 sold $2 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing 900 pounds sold $6 higher. Heifers weighing more than 750 pounds sold $5 higher. There are 1,632 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday amid mixed quarterly corporate earnings reports and rising bond yields. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 90 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 29 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 65 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from a penny to 49 cents lower through the front six contracts, except for 43 cents higher in spot November. Beef production in September was record large for the month at 2.39 billion pounds, according to the monthly livestock slaughter report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Year-over-year cattle slaughter was 4% more at 2.9 million head. Commercial red meat production for the month totaled 4.67 billion pounds, up 2% from the same time last year. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 21st of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.